Welcome back to Straight Talk with Bill McEwen on the Big 13 Kino.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the closing segment of Straight Talk here on the Big 13. My guest is defense attorney David Muggeridge. David, we have the situation at the jail in which they can't really afford to staff all the beds that are in the jail, and today at the Board of Supervisors they're working on solutions. You mentioned that the sheriff's deputies have voted to take a pay cut to help the situation. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I just think it's a perfect example of sometimes we've got heroes right in front of us and we don't recognize them. I've had the opportunity to practice law in a number of different places in California, and I think one of the things that our community perhaps takes or doesn't take enough serious thought about is the quality of the officers that we've got. For these guys and gals to go out and actually vote as the way they did, that says a lot about the kind of people that we have in uniform in Fresno County. It doesn't mean that we've got 100% perfection, but it means that we are at least very blessed to have the kind of people that we have serving as officers in the vehicles, on the bicycles, in the courtrooms, wherever they are. We're very fortunate.
And then my last question for you, and you've defended many murderers, you've been in a lot of high-profile cases, yet your public persona is a little more low-key, and there are some defense attorneys out there that we think of, big defense attorneys. We think of, like, the late Ernie Kenney. He certainly was that way. Roger Nuttall. You have Rick Berman. It seems like if someone's arrested, they're there on the spot. And they really know how to use the media, and sometimes they try to build their case in the media. And you've always been somebody that doesn't do that. And I mean, you're friendly with the media, but you don't go looking for the TV cameras. What's the reason behind your philosophy?
I believe in the Teddy Roosevelt approach. I believe you should walk softly and carry a big stick. My big stick is the motions that I file, and I love to do. I love the in court. Resolution of problems, and I think that's where the cases should be decided, in the court and not on the TV screen.
So you do your fighting in court, not on the sidewalk in front of court.
That's my preference.
And are there challenges with that, though, that attorneys that take this high public profile approach, the whole thought of changing the jury or trying the case out there so that maybe jurors have heard a lot about the case and may be sympathetic to the defendant ahead of time?
It can be a real problem. The problem arises when one of the other co-defendants and their attorney decide to take it to the media, and then you're left with the decision, do I leave the community with this sour image of my client, or do I respond?
And so has that happened to you, actually, where you've had cases with there's been multiple defendants, and one lawyer has one guy and you have the other?
Look at channel 24 or 30 tonight. Yeah, it happens.
Oh, very correct.
I'm in one right now.
Okay. David, thanks for being a guest.
My pleasure.
And I hope we have illuminated the legal profession and the challenges for law enforcement and the courts here in our community and in California. We'll be back at you with our regular format tomorrow. You've been listening to Straight Talk on the Big 13 Kino.